أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا صاحبي السجن أما أحدكما فيسقي ربه خمرا وأما الآخر فيصلب فتأكل الطير من رأسه قضي الأمر الذي فيه تستفتيان. وقال للذي ظن أنه ناج منهما اذكرني عند ربك فأنساه الشيطان ذكر ربه فلبث في السجن بضع سنين. These are ayat number 41 and 42 of Surah Yusuf. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues the discussion between Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam and the two inmates that were with him. They asked him the interpretation of the dreams, and after giving da'wat, after inviting them to tawheed and the oneness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which is a precedence for us, that in whatever field we are, whatever work we do, one priority will always be to invite people towards the oneness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and then whatever other activities we have, we may discuss with individuals. Ya sahiba yisijn, he said to them, O fellow prisoners, amma ahadukuma, with regards to one of you, fayasqi rabbahu khamra, he will bear the cup, he will become the cup bearer of his master, that is the king, and he will give him wine to drink. وَأَمَّا الْآخَرُ, with regards to the other, فَيُسْلَبْ, he will be crucified. In other words, there will be an execution order. He will be killed by being crucified. فَتَأْكُلُ الطَّيْرُ مِنْ رَأْسِ, then he will be left there and the birds will come and eat from his head. Now, one important aspect is the manner in which Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam conveys the interpretation of the dream. He does not pinpoint who is the one that will be freed and who is the one that will be executed. Here there is good and bad news, and hence Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam did not determine it, but probably the dream that they related to Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam was very clear which individual will get what kind of treatment. But from his side, he did not specify, and this leaves us also with another lesson with regards to the akhlaq of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. Sometimes it is written on the wall that there is some calamity, some difficulty that is going to come to a person, but we don't need to be the bearer of the bad tidings of that individual. A person is ill, so we don't have to say to the person, somebody with your illness had only 3 days and the person passed away. We continue to make dua for that individual. قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ الَّذِي فِيهِ تَسْتَفْتِيَانَ, whatever you have inquired, that matter has been decided. Whether you had the dream or whether you didn't have the dream, this is taqdeer, this is the preordainment of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That is why Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu had said that at this point they told Yusuf alayhi salam, it was no dream, we just came to you with something that we had made up. However, Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam's response was, whether it is a dream or it is not a dream, this is the determination of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ لِلَّذِي ظَنَّ أَنَّهُ نَاجِمْ مِنْهُمَا. Now, the person who Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam deemed that will be saved, Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam said to that person, Uzkurni inda rabbik, remember me by your master, that is the king. Riyan ibn Walid was his name. Remember me, in other words, speak about me. The whole issue that happened with Yusuf alayhi salam when he was imprisoned, again, was the governor of Egypt, it was not the king of Egypt. So now Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam is saying to him that if you speak to him about me, my innocence, how I have come into prison, perhaps there will be some other way out. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala responds, فَأَنْسَاهُ الشَّيْطَانُ ذِكْرَ رَبِّي. The grand plan of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala was this, the shaitan caused this person, after he was freed, the cupbearer, and he continued to serve the king, but slipping his mind completely was any mention about Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam. Ulama have written permissibility for us to opt for the means, that is 100%. And Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam fell well within the scope of permissibility by asking him to remember Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam by the king, so that there could be some way of Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam's release from imprisonment. However, this was a Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did not want anyone to become the means between this Nabi of Allah and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala himself. Allah Ta'ala wanted to show that Allah is the Musabbibul Asbab, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the one that brings means into progress, brings it to light, and hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made this happen, that he had forgotten the mention of Yusuf alayhi salam. فَلَبِثَ فِي السِّجْنِ بِضْعَ سِنِينَ. Then Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam remained in the prison for a few years more. Allama Alusi rahimahumullah says, up to this point, it was 5 years that Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam was in prison, and now a further 7 years Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam remained in prison, bringing the total period to 12 years. But again, all of this is not known, it is not in the Quran, and it is not in the Sahih Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.